Blog Talk Radio. Master, I thank God. I thank you so much, Father. What's happening, everybody? How are you? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we are just praising God today here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks for tuning in and being blessed. That was Maverick City Music. I thank God. That's the Upper Room album, and it's just a beautiful group of Christians that came together and created this amazing group. You got to check them out. I post their song in the group. So, man, oh, man, if you're not tuned in to Solar Records Radio, the group page, you know, just log into it, you know, send a friend request and stuff. It's a private group. And the reason why it's private is because we want to protect our friends. And we want, you know, we don't just want anyone coming on and saying and doing anything. We want to be able to fellowship with each other, celebrate music together, and enjoy one another. And if you just never know, you might meet an amazing friend here on Solar Records Radio in the group too. So so feel free to go to our page on Facebook, and also we go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com, and you can see some of our amazing friends as well there. You can leave your information so that we can contact you, you know, and if you want prayer or anything, just leave us a message, and we will pray for you and love on you and just try to be a blessing to you as you are to us. And you know, and we have a store as well, and so please feel free to go check it out and stuff. I'm going to put a couple of more books in there, so I want you to, you know, be able to have access to what it is that Solar is all about, Solar Records Radio, and so that's what, you know, we will be talking about in some of these books that are coming out. I want to say, let's just take a moment right here and now. I want you guys to pray for my wife. Last night I ended up in the hospital with her. There's this thing called vertigo, right? And I had it, and it's just kind of weird. You just don't know where you are. And it's like, whoa, why am I spinning? And it's scary, right? And so my wife, not only was she spinning, but she was having chest pain. So I said, okay, yeah, we need to go to the hospital. Because, you know, you don't want to play with that. You just never, ever know, right? So, thanks, Greg. Greg is sending me pictures. I guess he's out, and they're having a great dinner. And God bless you guys. What's up, Phil? And enjoy, and thank you. Thank you so much for the beautiful pictures, Greg. Thank you. So we are here today to praise God, to celebrate the love of Christ that he has for us. We're so blessed because of who he is, and I'm very grateful for God for blessing us with each other, but dying on the cross for us. What an amazing God he is, right? So, but guys, so listen, let's start off with prayer, and then I'm going to play some praise and worship music, but there's a couple things I do want to talk to you about, and so But we need to marinate on Christ a little bit, okay? Is that okay? We're going to marinate on him. And so I want you to just kind of like, you know, just kind of, how do I say that? I just want you to just kind of, we're going to really like try to find out what it is that God wants from us. What is it that we can do to be a blessing to the kingdom? How can God use you? How can he use me to bless his kingdom? And so the way that we do this is through prayer, you know, and time with God, just spending time with him. What is it that you need for me to do? A lot of times we as Christians go to God because we want something, but I think it's time to change that and say, what can I do for you, my Heavenly Father? How can we be a blessing to you? What is it that we can do for you? And so that's why I want us to meditate here together on Christ, okay? So just kick back, relax, and enjoy this music. We're going to meditate on Christ. And so let's start off with prayer, okay? And then I will pray again on the other side. So, Father, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for all the amazing opportunities that you've given us throughout our lives. And thank you for loving us and keeping us, you know, close to you. We are quickened because of you, and we thank you so much for allowing us to be able to come to you in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name. Thank you for loving us so much, Father, that you would come after us. We are so grateful for our parents who may have planted the seed and for those who didn't plant the seed, because we still found our way to you. So we are so grateful. Thank you for not leaving us out in the desert. Thank you for not leaving us alone to wander. But thank you for just bringing us home to you, Father. Thank you so much for that. And so we just, you know, want you to know that we love who you are, and we want to be able to be a blessing to your kingdom. So please just touch our hearts as we listen and meditate on this music that writers and producers and artists have given us to praise you with, Father. Thank you for blessing them with the gifts of art so that we could, you know, do exactly what we're going to be doing right now. We love you, Father. We thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen, amen, amen. God, you're so good. And we love you so much, and we thank you every single minute for all your glory. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for being the best God there is. Show us, Father, what it is that you would have us to do to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Please, we are ready, we are willing, and we are able, Father. And if we're not in any of those things, Father, then you are capable of making it. We are willing to do whatever it takes, Father. Please forgive us for our sins. Please help us to understand your will, your message for us. Please help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Please guide us to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. For your name's sake, not ours, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you right here and now. We love you. We praise you. We need you. We want you. We've got to have you, God. We know it. We surrender our love to you. We surrender our hearts to you. We just surrender our desires to you. Please bless us. Help us to help you, God. Let us be those soldiers in this spiritual warfare. Help us to keep this country together. Help us to keep this world together. Help us as Christians. We are suffering. We are allowing the devil to tear us apart. Father, we pray that you would just bless us right here and now. We want to know you more. We want to feel your power right now. We surrender. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Take away our sins. Oh, we give it all to you right here and now. We want to know you, Jesus. We want to know you right here and now. Praise you, Lord. Your way in me. Praise you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. So I want to just, you know, share a couple things with you real fast here. I want to talk to you about the 23rd Psalm. Just a little bit about it. And I love God. I really do. Thank you, Jesus. He's just touching. my spirit. So there's a in the 23rd Psalm, and you know, I shared it a little bit earlier about, you know, the, you know, there so many of us who we've asked God over and over for things, and for some reason they just don't seem to come together, and we get frustrated, right? As human beings, we get frustrated when we want something and we ask for it and it takes longer than we want to wait. And so in some cases, sometimes we decide we're going to take the shortcut. We're going to figure out a way how to get that. There are some of my friends who decided to take the shortcut to get riches, and they lost their life. They're gone. Because they couldn't wait on God. They wanted to take the shortcut. Like the Israelites. They didn't understand why they were in the desert. Why would God, why'd you have us in this desert for 40 years going around circles when we could have just cut across right here and we could have been there? If that's where you were taking us, we could have did that. But the Israelites didn't know that there were people waiting over there to kill them. And there were giants over there. But they had no idea that this was happening. And so when we ask God for something, we need to learn patience. We need to trust Him that He is going to take care of us and that He is going to protect us. And so the shortcut really just never pays off. It is not the way to go. And we have to learn to trust God. We have to walk by faith and not by sight or by greed or by desire or by whatever it is that we want. But we got to walk by faith. And that just means that we have to believe in Christ alone. We cannot have, you know, I'm a Christian, but. No. You either are or you're not. And so, you know, just I want to share that in this mountains back where Jesus was, and over there by the Red Sea, there was just these mountains, right? And so if you were able to look at those mountains real closely, up at the top, up at the very top, there was a lot of grass up there. Right. And then at the bottom, there was grass, too. And so so the sheep would come and they would eat the lambs. They would come and they would eat the grass down there. And so the other grass that was really good was up at the top. And so the quickest way to get up to the top was to just go straight up the mountain. Right. But the lamb realized that they would die if they tried to go straight up the mountain. They would fall to their death. So what they did was they went around the mountain slowly. And they, each time around, they would go a little higher. And so they created these their own little trails going around the mountain slowly. And slowly until they eventually got to the top where the reward was. But they learned that patience is a virtue. They learned that doing it this way, it may take longer, But at least I will be alive at the end of the day. I will be able to get to where I was going and be able to reap the benefits of my efforts. And so a lot of times we, as human beings, we don't have the patience to wait on God. And we keep on trying to figure out the shortcut. How can I get there quicker? And because we just, for whatever the reason is, it's uncomfortable where we are. And so we just like, I got to do this right now. You know, I got to tell you that when I decided that I wanted to be a professional musician, I had to, first of all, convince my parents I was serious about being that. And then I had to work. My dad said, okay, I will help you. After I convinced him, I will help you to get what you want. And I'm going to make this fast, but you're going to have to, you know, work and save some money for it, which was not what I wanted to hear, but I respected it. I understood. Okay, so I see he's my dad, and he's just trying to, you know, to teach me, if you want to do this, you got to do this. And I'm like, okay, but the time, it, you know, like it takes weeks to get paid, you know? And so, I said, I want to do this. And that was 2 months ago. And I barely got $100. I was a little kid. I was like 13. I was working for my dad. He was only paying me like $10 a week. So I was killing myself, but I had to be patient. And then one day my dad said, okay, hey, so how much did you save up so far? And I said, I think I got about $100. And I was ready to spend it. It was burning my pocket. I was like, forget the drums, man. I'm going to go get a sandwich. I was good. So he said, okay, come on, let's go. And so he took me to the store. And he took me to the store. And he told me to, you know, see what I like. And so I'm going around. And so then the drum set that I like. The salesman, you know, my dad said, well, how much are these? And he said, they were $700 or something. I almost fell off the chair. I was like, whoa, I only got $100. Gee. And so my dad said, fine, we'll take them. And I was like, what? We'll take them? We'll take them. Yes, we'll take them. And I was so excited. And I remember just looking at my dad like, wow, that's really good. Thank you, Dad. And I hugged him, and I gave him a big hug, and I was like grateful, and thank you, Dad. Thank you. It took a while. That's only the beginning. That was only the beginning, but it took months to get the drum set that I need to practice on so I could start developing myself. And then years after that of going to school and then going to college and then finally getting an audition, and then I became a professional drummer. But it took a lot of time. That is just the way it supposed to be. You can't just, so many people want to just jump the gun and go, I'm not going through all that. I'm just going to do what I got to do, you know, and they would have robbed somebody to get the money, or stole the money, or stole someone's drums, or, you know, you just got to be patient. You got to trust God. We got to have faith, right? I had faith in my dad, because don't forget, I was a kid. I didn't really have a relationship with Christ, but my father is a representative of God. He was a pastor. And so I knew that he was trying to do the right thing for me. So I had faith that my dad, you know, what he said was he was going to do it. But some kids just, or people just do what they think they want, and they want it now. And so I'm just asking you, you know, if you feel like it hasn't happened yet for you, whatever it is that you've been waiting on God for, it doesn't mean that he's ignoring you. It means that he's taking you in the safe route, the safe path, Don't forget, leadeth me in the path of righteousness. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. And so we have to allow him to lead us in that path, or we will end up in darkness. It's not a place you want to be. My friend is gone. I have no idea where he is. He just decided he was going to do what he did. He had the fancy car. All the girls was chasing him, and he was selling drugs, and he was feeling really good about himself. And then all of a sudden, boom, his best friend killed him because his best friend was a drug addict. And so his best friend, when he came over, you know, he just wanted the drugs. And because he was a drug addict, he couldn't see his friend. All he could see was the drugs, and his friend was in the way of getting what he wanted. And so he killed his friend to get the drugs. So he lost his life to his best friend, his childhood friend, because he decided to take the shortcut to getting the riches. Now, I mind you, this guy was in college. He was going to be a, that's what he's going to school for. Very smart, handsome guy, and just, you know, on the way to success, but he couldn't wait. He wasn't patient. And we have to learn how to be patient in Christ. We have to learn that he is looking for our best interests. But remember this part. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So see, Christ, we have to allow him. This is for him. This is for his glory. And I know, and all of us arrogant people are going, well, what about me? This is not about you. Everything is not about you. And we got to get over that. As much as we think it is, or it should be, it's not. So, what about you? When why didn't you just replace Christ on the cross? Where were you then? You know, I mean, we really, really need to pay attention a little bit more. And we need to give God the glory that he deserves. And the best way you could do that is trust him and walk by faith. Believe in him. You don't have to see him to believe in him. He did all of this for you already. Anyway, so I just want, you know, to make sure that we understand that God is leading us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And we need to remember that, understand that, and not try to get do the shortcut thing to get to wherever we want to go. If we trust him, we got to trust him. You can't, don't try to cut corners because you will cut yourself out of your blessing. Don't, you can't beat God to these places. He's taking you there in his time. So please, trust him and walk by faith and not by fear and not by desire. By faith. With love. For who loved us? He loves you. He loves you very much. So remember that our God is an awesome God, and he reigns on heaven and earth. He's good. So thank you so much for hanging out with us here today on Solar Records Radio. I love you guys, and I pray that God has got you right where he wants you. Let him love on you. Bless you. But most of all, walk by faith and trust him. He's awesome. He's amazing. You know it. We both know it. All right. Have a blessed week. Thanks for tuning in to All Our Records Radio. Have
yo, listen up behind another spike from the board side. Listen, what?
Your love is Captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Reminding me, I see you in every little thing. Oh.